You're listening to the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio.
We need to understand as human beings that we are part of this ecosystem.
We are nature.
In the forest.
I teach many people, you know, don't cut the trees.
Through their roots because of the relationship they have with living microorganisms.
They do lots of really important things in our ecosystems.
And there are cycles, natural rhythms, this planet that we're so interconnected with.
We really need help. The Amazon really need help.
I'm Bia Sharma, almost 50 years.
The indigenous need our help. They need our help now.
Medicine.
Wild Botanic Garden. It's actually flood-proof, bomb-proof and radiation-proof as well.
There's young people out here that are doing amazing things, and the press needs to fix up and start telling some really beautiful stories.
We can always make a difference.
We be the change.
Plant trees! They help us breathe!
My name is Yara, thank you so much for listening today. On today's show, I'll be speaking with someone named Bertrand Blancheton. He's got a lovely French accent, and Bertrand is actually the founder of Urban Gardeners Republic. Urban Gardeners Republic is the result of a passion for gardening and a desire to share the best experiences involved. Bertrand's own personal garden is his main source of inspiration, but many of the photographs on the blog are taken by other gardeners, actually joining the community. And that's what Urban Gardeners Republic is. It's a community platform to share many different ideas, initiatives and projects, all to do with urban gardening. It's a growing community. Please get involved if that's your passion. And it actually became the biggest online urban gardening community in 2015. Now in 2016, with the support of talented contributors, the blog was actually launched and it became a key place. Other beginner and more experienced gardeners looking to share ideas, help and techniques. Please do check out urbangardenersrepublic.com and I hope you enjoy the interview with Bertrand.
Hiya Bertrand, thank you so much for joining me.
Hello Yara, it's my pleasure.
And do you want to please just introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, my name is Bertrand Blancheton and I'm the founder of Urban Gardeners Republic. I started in 2013 to create a community on the social media. And today Urban Gardener Republic is a bigger urban gardening community on the social media.
Why inspire others to engage in urban gardening, Bertrand?
First of all, Urban Gardeners Republic is a community. So in the way that the community works, we always get some information or content from people. My wish was to give back this kind of information, plus experience, plus inspiration to people who also want to start project.
Brilliant. So it's like a community platform for people who are passionate about gardening.
Exactly. Passionate about gardening, or I would say urban gardening, and also for people who want to start. Basically, I try to go a bit more in this direction because people who are gardeners are looking for more solid information which already exists on the web or internet or in books. But for people who want to start in the urban gardening, there is only few content, which is what I found sometimes not really relevant for starting a project. And it's what we try to do at Urban Gardener Republic, provide content, information and inspiration for people who would like to start their own project.
What inspired you to begin this community platform?
At the right beginning, it was I wanted to mix two of my passions. The first one is gardening. I own my own little backyard garden in Zurich, Switzerland. And the second one was digital marketing or social media, which is my work actually. And I start by creating an Instagram account to share all these good things that I had in my garden. Then people react good on that and I decided to go forward sharing my experience, but also a valuable experience from other gardeners from all around the world.
That's how we learn. We have to like exchange ideas and share our passion with other people. We always learn from each other, don't we?
We do, for sure.
What kind of things can people discover on the blog, please?
On the blog, we deliver almost every day a new article about a bit everything you need to start your garden or to run your garden. It means you can find some experience from gardeners. You can find some how-to or simply some guidelines to create your own project. We try to go in the direction do it yourself. So it means what we give, it's always in the direction to help you support people and not like to make it for you. So the idea is really we can describe plants, we can explain you how to deal with them. But the idea is always to support you, give you some more idea, to motivate you to start and to keep gardening.
That's great. So, I mean, if someone's got an idea or inspiration about engaging into urban gardening, you are there to give a platform of all this support and ideas and advice. That sounds really fantastic because people can sometimes, you know, get a bit overwhelming sometimes when you've got a project idea and you don't quite know which route to take.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's a problem for most of the non-professional garden who want to start their own project. What we try to do on the platform, on the blog, and in the next services and product we're gonna make available for people, it's to take off the barrier you can have when you start your project. Most of the people think that it's difficult, that you need space. Urban gardening is kind of new approach of growing and raising food in a city. So it's mean today we have new techniques, we have new technology, you have new methods, which makes that you can grow food everywhere, even in indoor, in a small balcony, I mean, in a small space, I would say. And whatever the condition, I see project in a desert in Las Vegas, which is amazing, using just what plants need for water and not using too much water, for example. Also in Finland, where it's quite cold or snowing in winter, people were growing salad, carrot, and other vegetables directly on in their flat.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. There is always a way, isn't there? It's just about having certain types of knowledge and techniques to apply. So it's fantastic that you're bringing it all in there and sharing it with the people.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? BeCure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that BeCure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special BeCure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. BeCure Laser. BeCure Laser.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Why do you believe it's important to engage in the act of gardening, especially in an urban environment, Bertrand?
I believe in the urban gardening for many reasons. The fact to grow your own food bring you quality food, so it means it's controlled production. It means GMO or pesticide-free and fresh foods. I mean, the fresher you can have because it's just like a few meters away from where you're going to consume it. It's also interesting because you're going to learn about how much energy you need to invest to grow a tomato or a salad. And it makes that you really have another view about the way you consume vegetables. The last part, which is not about gardening itself, the activity, but more the garden. We also see on the social media platform people calling their garden the free stress zone, which I totally agree. Being in a green space and basically your own green space cut you a little bit from your daily routine and all the technology which surrounds us today. And I think this kind of link that we recreate with nature is really important and beneficial for our minds.
I completely agree. I spend a lot of my time working out in nature, you know, and I see the difference of my mind, body, and, you know, my entire well-being of how I feel after spending a lot of amount of time in the city and not really surrounding myself in a natural environment, as opposed to being in a natural environment and being away from the city. I can see and feel the difference. And also growing your own food. I recently grew my own peppers, Bertrand, and I grew it from a seed, which I got from another pepper. And the whole experience, I mean, not only did I get some, you know, beautiful yellow peppers after 3 months, but the whole process of growing my own food, I think it's a really beautiful thing. It's like you're putting your energy into the food, and then you've got this beautiful pepper at the end of it, and then you're getting that good energy back to you. I see it like an exchange, if yeah. That makes any sense.
It makes totally sense. So the growing process has many different benefits on us. And one of them is about the fact that when you want to grow like a pepper or tomato, you don't decide how it's going to work. Nature will do it for you. I mean, there is a natural process that you can try to improve, that you can try to put in the best condition you can. But at the end of the day, if nature decide to make that this tomato won't grow and or this pepper will never be big and stay small, it's going to stay this way and you can't do anything against that.
Can you tell me what the missions and goals are of Urban Garden Republic, please?
If I have to resume our mission, I would say that we aim to help people bring urban garden project to life by guiding them along the way. The idea is that we are developing a range of tools and services in parallel of the blog, actually, to make the starting process easier for people. We are aware there are two big steps in gardening. There is the creation phases, and most of the time people already stop here before trying because they think it's difficult. And we really want to cut all these barriers and to make it easy for people. Second one is to run or maintain your garden. I would say it's the most easiest part because as soon as you start your garden, you get the passion and then you are keen to invest more time to read and to learn and to get more information from website or blogs or whatever, but also from community, people around you in your town or basically in the social media or blogs.
Inspire people to get outdoors and engage in natural environments. It's very good for the mind and the body, for human beings to engage in these types of activities that engage you into the natural world.
Definitely. We saw that the millennials generation lost their link with nature. Basically, most of the millennials are born in city or in the suburb of the city, which means that they never really integrate nature in their way of life. Today, urban gardening, because of the new techniques, because of the new methods, because of the new technology, makes that we can recreate this link. So this link is about gardening, as we are talking about, but also through your kind of activity with a survival to learn about how does it works, what is the season, why you should respect the season.
Do you feel that the activity is important in regards to young people living and growing up in an urban environment? Do you believe that it has a positive effect?
Actually, for young people, I believe that gardening or natural activity should be part of the school program for many reasons, because this kind of activity are practical, so they learn a lot by themselves, testing, trying. It's not dangerous and at all. And the second point is because these kind of activities can be used like a red line. It's mean gardening, it's about 4 seasons, and there are really 4 different kind of activity per season. And it's important to teach new generations that life, it's not only a routine, but everything changes every 6 months, every 7 months. It depends where you are living, basically. But I think it must be part of the learning of of kids.
You're trying to inspire people. You're reminding people that it's not about space. It's not about cost. There are actually, if you want to engage into urban gardening, you're trying to remind people that please don't worry about space because there are different techniques you can apply. There's so much knowledge to incorporate, isn't there? It's like a never-ending knowledge almost.
Yeah, almost, because I think for all gardeners, we should, at the beginning, focus on what is good in your region, what you can grow in your region, which kind of plants are from where you are from, basically. Because if these plants are growing naturally outside, you can grow them also in your garden. This is what people should focus first. But I mean, today with all these new methods, it's true that we can still grow plants who do not grow naturally in your region. Sometimes you need to just to grow them inside in your flat or in your house, and it's just the way it's work. If I take the example of succulent, it's a kind of, there is a big trend with this plant actually that I find really interesting, because succulents are not from Europe basically, but it's a plant which grow really well indoor, which need not a lot of time or water or whatever of energy. And this plant really grow. And basically what people do not know is that most of the succulents are edible. So you can make an edible salad or something like that, which is really interesting.
If you did have someone say to you, you know, just kind of complaining, oh, I don't think I have enough space, how would I do this? What would you say to them?
I just would like to remind them that urban gardening is the solution, the first solution against this problem. If people bring back the gardening activity in town or in city, it's because now it's possible. I mean, I see like every day new project popping up everywhere in the world. And basically what I love is the creativity of these people to find space or to create space where they want to make a garden. I think about all this green wall where people stick soil on a wall basically with a kind of structure or system, and then they grow plants, but they also grow food or salad in it. It's amazing how on a whole building you can grow like tons of vegetables just on a wall, and you don't need space on the ground for that.
I think I've seen that actually, and some people are using even plastic bottles. They're recycling. They're being ethical in their urban gardening.
Yeah, it's fantastic, especially when people mix the willing to grow food with the respect of nature and the fact to reuse, I would say, waste almost. So bottle, you have example with pallets also where people screw the pallet on the wall, fill it with soil again and put their plant in it. It's fantastic. You see also with the container, people are really creative to make new container with, as you say, bottle of tire, ISO, cans or whatever.
Yeah, there's so many ideas. It's just, it really does. Once you kind of open the door to urban gardening, you discover so much, and it's very inspiring.
What I like to say to people when they want to start is to start with herbs. Yeah, I would say maybe borage, sage or thyme. It's three plants which are really resistant to cold, to bad condition when it's warm or cold, when it's raining or dry. See, these kind of plants, for the borage, for example, you can eat the flower. So it's fantastic in a salad or to put in a cocktail, for example. Sage is fantastic to cook with, and thyme, you know, thyme, it's fantastic for meat or for whatever you cook with. But these three plants, for example, are really easy to grow, and you really get quickly the value of your effort. It means as soon as you get them on the edge of your window, of your kitchen window, and as soon as you're going to cook something, you just need to open your window, cut a piece of it, and use them directly in your food, and you see a huge difference. If you had to buy that in a supermarket, you need to plan it, you need to know exactly what you're going to cook, you need to prepare your recipes, check the price of herbs, fresh herbs in a supermarket.
There's something just so satisfying as well about just picking your own herbs from right there. My friend was like, oh, I need some rosemary. And I was like, hang on. And I just went down the road, literally a few roads down, and picked a little bit of rosemary off this bush. So nature provides.
Nature provides everywhere we are, basically. So it's just up to us to to help the plant to come on your window, and then nature gonna do the rest.
Bertrand, when I've been trying to grow things in London, do you have any advice on how to keep slugs away without using harmful chemicals, please?
For slug, it's quite easy, actually. There is a fantastic method, an old method, which is called the beer trap. It's basically really easy. You take a glass, you fill it with beer, whatever beer, half full, I would say, and you dig it in the ground. The smell of the beer gonna attract all the slugs, and the slug gonna just fall down in a beer and then die in it. So beer attracts slugs, also people, I would say, but slug first. Yeah. Then I would say if you have a backyard or something bigger, you have even more natural solution, which is to try to attract, how do we say, hedgehog?
Hedgehogs.
Yeah, exactly. If you make a little house for them, they're going to come in it. And then basically hedgehogs are eating slugs. So they're going to clean your garden without any damage. And then you get a new companion for gardening.
That is so amazing. That is such a great couple of tips there. And I love how one of them is using wildlife, you know, to it's like a little cycle. I've heard of something where you can also use ladybirds in a greenhouse to, you know, eat all the aphids.
Yeah, sure. Ladybugs are also a very good companion to gardeners. If you don't have in your garden, you have a way to attract them. It's the best way to get them in your garden, and then they're gonna make the work to clean your flowers from pests and from insects.
And Bertrand, what are your general thoughts about pesticides these days in our world today?
I mean, pesticide is.
They're spraying a lot of chemical stuff on a lot of crops these days, you know, and a lot of people are concerned about this. And, you know, we've got the whole debate of GMO labelling going on. People want to know what's going into their food, basically. But do you have any personal thoughts about this?
My personal thought is I find really crazy every story we can see and hear about people who use pesticide and become sick, and big industry would tell us that pesticide it's not a problem for human. I mean, I think there is like a big nonsense in using pesticide when you know that nature can control all disease and all insect invasion themselves. Urban gardening, basically everything we do, we push to always use natural solution to any problem because this solution exists. In the city or urban condition, I must say, we are quite preserved from all these problems. So for our activity, pesticide is not an option, I would say.
And Bertrand, I mean, winter is coming up right now. Do you have any ideas on how we can assist in helping garden wildlife this winter time, please?
Yeah, sure. When winter comes, a lot of people are thinking about birds and how we can help birds. So this is first a good point. But my concern is more for even little animals, which are insects. And to help them, the first thing to do the best thing to do, I find, is to use like this insect hotel. It's fantastic because it's helped like ladybirds, as we said before.
An insect hotel?
Yeah, insect hotel.
Oh, lovely.
So it's really good to help ladybirds to go through the winter, but also to help solitary bees. We know that normally bees live together in a hive, but 20% of the bees in the planet are solitary, so they are not living with their own crew. And it's a really good thing to put this insect hotel in your garden for them, because as soon as spring comes, they are already in your garden and help you to pollinize all your vegetables.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I would like to build a hotel for the insects and help them out this winter.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I invite you to do it.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, you mentioned this earlier, and this is something I advocate for, you know, just for people to engage into the natural world, into wildlife, especially coming from an urban environment. As you tapped on earlier, many of us are growing up in cities. We're engaging less into the natural world than we once did. And people are picking up on this. And there are articles coming out in The Guardian where they're talking about we need less exams and more wilderness education. You know, lots of evidence is coming through about taking part in gardening could help to contribute to more environmentally conscious adults later on in life. And I believe we really need that right now in this time that we're living in. We need to kind of reconnect back into nature, and activities like gardening can be done. What I'm interested in now, like on your blog, I was reading something about using ancient techniques. Can we talk a little bit about this? Because this sounds really interesting. Please, can you give me an example of an ancient technique used in Urban Garden Republic, but with a modern take, please?
The first thing to come to my mind is this hola. Hola is, how do we say, an unglazed ceramic used before for irrigation. It's mean, it's a kind of ceramic bottle that you put in the ground between two plants of tomato, for example. And when you put all the water in the ceramics, the water gonna go slowly outside and irrigate your plants. Basically, it's a fantastic idea, which was used like centuries ago that people don't use anymore now. But some of urban gardeners bring it back to life by doing themselves using some ceramic pot and doing a new kind of hola, which is, I saw some experience in garden, and it's really, really effective. It's really interesting.
You know, using ancient techniques with a modern take. That sounded really interesting. Definitely bring more of that back in, I'd say.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting to see how gardeners are sometimes creative with new techniques, but also they are able to look back in the past and to find the best of what works before and what we can use or reuse today to make our garden a bit more efficient or less consuming in water or energy.
And using our spaces in a more practical way to benefit our lives and well-being.
Yeah, for sure.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com. Or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
So let's talk a little bit about endangered bees. I mean, there's many, many campaigns going on at the moment to raise awareness on bees pollinating and the decline of the bees. And apparently, Bertrand, they have created some robotic bees to help pollinate the flowers. Did you have a look at that article?
Yeah, I saw this article as well. It's funny that you are talking about it.
What do you think about that?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, you know. It's like, right, so now we've got robotic bees.
Exactly. I think technology are good for any development. It's important that we keep, that we not gardeners but world or scientific keep looking for new solution for problems. But I do not really agree when we try to substitute a technology for what already exists. I mean, the problem with the bee, it's not about that they are dying. I mean, they are dying because of human behavior. We use pesticides, we use the space where they are living, we cut all the flower, we are planting flower which do not feed the bee. So the problem is from us. So we should try first to change our behavior instead of developing technology.
Does that mean maybe one day we'll have robotic trees giving us oxygen? You know, how far is this going to go?
Because when you stop to think what nature's given, don't you think it might be time to give some back?
Do you have any advice to listeners or initiatives that they can do in helping to assist the bees? Any helpful flowers or plants they could grow in their garden?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as I said before, the insect hotel is really good for the solitary bees. But to help them to survive and not to leave, we need to reintroduce in city different flowers that they really like and from where they get all the substance they need to live. I would say, for example, for a small space, geranium and lavender are really, really good. Lavender have a huge attraction effect on bee. So I would say if you want like something really smelly during the summer and that you can plant on most area, choose the lavender. But I would say take care. When you buy lavender, ask to your shop or your seller, which kind of lavender is it? Actually, some company developed new lavender which do not attract at all bee. And so the effect of planting lavender is useless. So take care of that. When you buy lavender, buy the old good lavender SPP, for example, which is one of the original lavender and which really attract bee and help them to survive. If you have more space, like a backyard, I would say sunflower are fantastic. Crocus, calendula are really good. Even you can plant some edible flower which has like borage or sage or timian. It's good for bee and you even can eat the plant, so it's fantastic.
That's really some good advice there on the lavender. Thank you very much for that. So going back to, you know, we were talking about gardening being implemented in schools, and you mentioned that some form of wilderness education would be great to be compulsory in schools. So do you believe that gardening should be implemented in schools, maybe as an activity or a workshop?
Definitely, I'm convinced as well that school is a good channel to reintroduce gardening or nature activities in our daily life, especially in big city. But I think the best way is not about school, it's more like in our private life is at home. And this kind of project must be a family project, and it can be, so it's really easy. It's also a kind of dilemma to say, is it the role of the school to develop this conscious for nature, or is that people duty basically? So I would say I love to see all the project, all the initiative in the school, and it's really good if government decide to put it in their program. But first of all, I think it's our job as parents or individual to make it happen at home first.
I have to say, I find it shocking how many, many young people these days can easily identify different brands and different corporate logos, but find it quite challenging to identify about four plants in a back garden.
Mm.
That worries me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know? And again, this is my own personal opinion. I believe that this is down to advertising. We are exposed to about 3,000 to 5,000 adverts per day, which are all influencing the mind. So I would like to see more knowledge, more awareness, more advertising about the natural world, about gardening, about wilderness education. And I think you hit the nail on the head there, Bertrand. It is down to the people, isn't it? I think people are coming together and creating these initiatives. People on the ground. I'm seeing young people these days come up with the most amazing environmentally friendly, sustainable initiatives. It's coming from young people. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your knowledge. Do you have any more positive messages or anything else you wish to share with the listeners, please?
Yeah, I would say for all who listen today or who are interested in gardening or who even didn't think about garden before, there are a lot of community everywhere, especially in the UK. Knowledge are available everywhere. Community are available and keen to help like we do at Urban Gardeners Republic. But step first, raise your hand and start your garden. It's really fantastic. In the next months, we're going to try to provide even more content and solution to start and to help people to start and to support them in their project. So I mean, guys, it's up to you now to start your garden, and it's possible. It's really interesting. I mean, it's a fantastic experience, so just start it.
Well, thank you so much, Berkhan. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
It was my pleasure, really.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bertrand. I look forward to the future and the ideas and initiatives Urban Gardeners Republic will share. It's important for urban dwellers to engage in the practice of gardening and to connect with green spaces and the natural world around them. Urban gardening is a wonderful platform to get inspired and to get creative, sharing knowledge on how to grow your own food. How to maintain an urban garden. It's definitely not about space. There are so many different techniques and ideas you can implement. It's about being creative and practical. At the start of any project, sometimes it can be overwhelming. You might not know exactly where to begin. Urban Gardeners Republic is a wonderful way to narrow that down and to look at different ideas and initiatives to inspire your own. Again, it's a community platform, so please do get involved, connect and engage. And start promoting gardening to your family and friends. It's a great hobby for the young and the old, for everyone. People can tell you over and over again how amazing the difference in taste and effects you get from eating organic fruits and vegetables. People can say this over and over again, but until you actually experience the vibrancy in your own well-being, you will see the difference. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Bertrand, and grow some food, plant a tree, exchange ideas, get those green fingers out.